Ottawa is appealing that ruling. They think that the judge got it wrong, that it doesn't violate any freedom of speech. And then the three people who don't want to pledge allegiance to the Queen but want to become Canadians, who want to get rid of swearing allegiance to the Queen, they're appealing it as well. They claim that the oath violates their religious and some other rights as well, equality rights. So they do not want to swear allegiance to the Queen in order to become a citizen of this country. This heads to the Ontario Appeal Court tomorrow. And Dror Bar-Natan joins us right now. He's one of the three individuals who's fighting the fact that he wants to become a Canadian citizen, but he doesn't want to swear allegiance to the Queen. Dror Bar-Natan, thank you very much for your time.
Hello, Jim. Thank you for calling me.
You are welcome. Well, I didn't technically call you. I have people who do that, but I appreciate
Thank you for initiating this.
What I know there's three of you in this battle. What is your particular problem with swearing allegiance to the Queen?
First of all, just to be certain, it's the Queen part that I have a problem with, not the Canada part. Canada is wonderful, and I'll be happy to swear allegiance to Canada. Now, to me, the Queen represents privilege that descends along bloodlines. And it's as bad from my perspective, to my worldview, as this privilege that descends along bloodlines would be. It's just the flip side of the same thing. So just as much as we no longer want to live in a society in which aristocracy is aristocracy and peasants are peasants and slaves are slaves, I also don't want to live in a society in which royalty is royalty just because they were born that way.
Dror Bar-Natan is with us. He's one of the three individuals who tomorrow will be fighting his case in front of the Ontario Appeal Court for their right to become Canadian citizens and not swear allegiance to the Queen. For the government's part, Dror, they claim the three of you are in Canada voluntarily and that your religion and political views, even if anti-monarchy, enjoy constitutional protection and that the swearing allegiance to the Queen is just window dressing.
Sorry, I'm not sure I understood you.
The government is saying that you guys are here voluntarily and that your religious and political views, even if anti-monarchy, are protected by the Constitution, meaning that swearing allegiance to the Queen won't hurt any of the values that you want if you become Canadian.
So what exactly does swearing allegiance to the Queen mean? If it doesn't mean anything, why insist on it?
Well, because it's part of our history, and it's because it's part of our Constitution.
So first of all, you know, traditions are to be kept, perhaps, but definitely not enforced. And second, in my mind, it's a part of the history that, should rather be forgotten, just like many other parts of our history.
But you say tradition should be kept and not enforced. I mean, after you swear allegiance to the Queen, what the hell is being enforced?
The swearing itself is enforced. The fact that I'm required to make a public statement that is contradictory to my conscience is being enforced. Now, true, you are right. It's not enforced in the sense that I could choose to not become a Canadian citizen. But is this really the test that you want to set in order to separate between who deserves to vote and who does not deserve to vote?
Dror Bar-Natan is with us. He's one of the three individuals who are taking their fight to Ontario's appeal court. They want to become Canadian citizens without swearing allegiance to the Queen. What kind of reaction have you received so far from across the country?
Well, I've received many reactions. I've received many emails, some supportive, some, I have to say, quite negative. You know, I got an email, one word email once saying leave.
Well, what about that? I mean, I know it sounds mean-spirited, but why would you want to become a member of a club where you didn't necessarily like the rules?
Well, you know, the club is much bigger than that. The club is about much more. Okay? And I think you agree with me about that just as well. It's a relatively minor sort of hazing initialization exercise that one has to go through in order to join the
club.
You
just said
that's not what the club is about.
You just said it's relatively minor, so why not let it roll off your tongue for 2 seconds and get it over with, and you know the Queen's not going to be coming around and doing anything here in Canada. She has less than zero weight to throw around, so what's the big deal?
So why force me to make a statement which is against my conscience if it is so meaningless? Now, if you want, compare it with asking a Protestant to make just for one day, a statement about the supremacy of the Pope. Okay? You're asking me to, in a significant moment of my life, to make a declaratory, significant statement which contradicts my conscience.
Yeah. But I'm asking you to become a Canadian, and that's a rule for becoming a Canadian. I'm not asking you to become a member of a religion that you do not want any part of. But I get your arguments, Dror Barnatin, and thank you very much for your time.
Can I say a little bit more?
All right, I guess you can. But you're going to have to hold on. I have to do traffic, okay? All right? Okay. It's 2:15. I guess he's holding on. News Talk 1010, Time Saver Traffic. Saving the lives of 32 Canadians. That's what raising the drinking age to 21 would do. Are you for that? Playing the Sex Pistols right now. You know the name of this song, huh? 17 minutes after 2 o'clock at News Talk 1010. There's no lyrics on this? Edit it out. Okay, we're talking with one of three would-be Canadians who were taking the oath, the citizen oath, to the courts to the Ontario Appeal Court, actually, later this week, because they don't want to swear allegiance to the Queen when they want to become Canadians, but they do not want to swear allegiance to the Queen. Dror Barnatin is with us. You wanted to add one thing before we wrap things up here, Dror?
Yes, you said it's the rule of the country, and of course you're right, but there is also the constitution of the country, and it trumps the rules. And the constitution of the country says freedom of speech and freedom of conscience, and all that we're asking the court to agree with us is that the constitution should come ahead of that particular rule.
Well, the earlier judge ruled that it was constitutional, even though it did violate your freedom of speech. The government disagrees with that. That's why, one of the reasons anyway, it's going to the appeals court tomorrow, and I wish you the best of luck.
Thank you very much.
All right, Dror Barnatin.